Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The Shit Show.
Was a shit show.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Do you guys follow the unpopular, unfriendly fashion blogger on TikTok?
Oh, I think she's so funny.
She is so funny, and she does like the whole Happy Easter thing, and it's funny. But this is the shit show, and hello to all my little shit starters, Anthony's little shit starters, Dominic's little shits. Hello. We're here.
We're all here and we're all feeling some type of way.
Absolutely.
Why do you think that is?
I was about to ask the audience if they're feeling some type of way. I'm feeling some type of way. I know what it is. Do you, Aunt? I think you do.
Is it strawberries on a summer evening?
Yes, it's all of that. It's peaches and cream. It's strawberries on a summer night. It's white wine in the daytime.
Oh, well, you know what Morgan and I talked about the other day? Now that the weather's getting warmer and we finally got past Easter, which we can't stand. Just kidding. I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
I think it's just like a milestone. Like once you get to Easter, it's like, okay. Like, all right. And spring is here. Okay. Well, Anthony, don't you think like spring is like kind of like a waste of a season?
It's a total waste of a season. And actually, I feel like it's, well, here's the thing. It's not a waste of a season when it comes to like, you know, it's nice. I think when people have like the weather change and like whatever, it makes them happy. For me, it makes me depressed because it reminds me of all my shit shows. Every single drama that I've experienced in life has happened in the spring. It always is end of March, beginning of April, into May.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I don't have a doctorate or PhD in therapy. So I'm just asking you this. Are you good with change?
With change? Yeah, I am good with change. I'm perfectly fine with change.
Okay.
I think that what I'm not good with is I'm good with like unexpected, like, you know, spontaneous, like change.
Okay.
I think what I'm not good at is like, no, like I remember when I had to graduate, I like not go with that. Mm-hmm. Or like when I knew that, you know.
So you're not good at like anticipating change.
No.
Like you'd rather it just be like dropped in your face on your lap and like all things. I'm the same way. So I like to call the two of us, what we are new environment junkies.
Oh, okay. Elaborate.
So I don't know if I'm speaking for you. I think I am. But not to speak for you or anything.
No, speak for me all you want.
Okay. So I think for us, what happens is like, we're new environment junkies. Like we thrive in new environments with like new people and a new experience for a couple of reasons. Like I think it's easy to reinvent yourself. Like it's kind of our like favorite pastime to reinvent and like kind of con people very harmlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think also we just like the experience. Like we like having stories. So we're new environment junkies.
Okay. I totally agree with you. And I think that we're probably both the same way, that when it's an unexpected change, it's like, boom, we thrive because it's not in our hands anymore. It's kind of like what we talk about with like Taylor Swift. And this doesn't just apply to romantic relationships. It's like, it's going to be forever or it's going to go down in flames.
Yeah.
I don't want this like in between like thing.
Limbo.
I need it just like, bam, relationship destroyed, over.
Right.
Boom. Or like, you know, if I'm graduating or moving from one place to another, it's like, that's gone. That's over now. Goodbye.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Dominic, yes. Hi.
Do you think that that halts you from having relationships?
Strong pause.
Well, you know what's really funny? Today, I came up with an idea for like a really campy song. Because I realized a lot of the guys that I have seen or dated have names that rhyme with each other. So like,
shut
Dominic,
you can
bleep every one of these things out. And Morgan, it's the song I sent you today. So the
I don't need to listen to it yet. I will.
But Dominic, bleep every one of these names out when I say them. Okay. So the lyrics are ghosted, fled, came, then went. And not what I pegged him to be. So, and then I go, it's kind of like a slant rhyme, but I'm like, stole my summer song while calls clogged up my phone.
I'm dead.
And they just all kind of like rhyme with each other in like this weird way. And of course, there's like a slew of more. Like, like it's kind of like, like they all sound the exact
same.
Oh
my god, it's like they can be bucketed in the same category. They really can be.
Point of my song was just like, you know what I realized? It's like not them, it's me. Like that's the problem. And
but the thing is like there's nothing like wrong with you. Like it's not we're new environment junkies. Like we get off on new things, like pretty things, new things. It's like we get off on it.
I know. So I think we do. And I know that it's gonna be so great to be in some new environments pretty soon. I said to Morgan the other day on the phone, I said, oh, you know what we're having this summer? And we're just doing it. Okay. It's nowhere in between. We're fucking doing it. We're doing a housewives summer. It is a real housewives summer. We almost did it last year. It was like just about to be. And like this summer.
I was just gonna say we had an honorable guest. Her name is COVID-19. And
I
she
know.
Just like
she was
came,
not friend of.
No, she was not Rona. Friend of Miss Rona. She
Miss Rona.
She really came in and fucked things up. But we're on our way out. We are on our way.
we're on our way out. And this summer is gonna be a housewife summer. I think Rona was a good new cast member last season. She was
she literally came out of nowhere.
Oh, she was the most dramatic.
She was the main character.
Who do you think like brought her in?
As a friend?
Which producer?
Oh, it was me and you. It was me and you. That's who it was.
What a funny concept that is. I really like that.
Well, you and I, 1 year ago today, we were doing our walks. Walk, 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 walk,
oh,
walk.
Oh, that's walk, right. Walk. So last year when COVID was like hitting, she just like slammed the door wide open for everyone
filming
to see.
Filming
just started. Yeah. Anthony and I were like, what are we going to do? We can't really see each other, but we can be outside. And we literally took walks 6 feet apart. And Anthony made this like funny, what's it called? Not a candid, but a, oh my God, what's something that's like a fake, like rendition of, do you know what I'm saying?
A parody.
A parody.
Yeah.
A parody of A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember It.
And we went on like 3 a week.
Oh, we went on so many walks. You know what's funny is we never really quarantined from each other. Like I kept making it. That's the whole thing is people would ask me to hang out. What?
You kept going. Like, we're like, we're 6 feet apart the entire time. And then you would post like a TikTok dance where you guys would be like holding hands.
Like we had to just like prove it that we were like making it happen. The first day that I came over your house, like when COVID really was just first starting, I walked inside after a walk, remember? And your mom like served me pasta and I was so nervous. I was so, and I think everyone in the house was nervous too because no one knew.
Yes. Well, that's before we were in strict lockdown, because I think that in the fan fiction of COVID, people are forgetting this one period of time. Okay. People think that it was just like St. Patrick's Day weekend, then all of a sudden lockdown. Yeah. That's right. Not what happened. There's a missing part to the story that people are failing to remember. It was like 9 days of like weird liminal thing. So it was like, you weren't,
I'm telling you, it's the lingering that that we don't do well with.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That was in between. It's going to be forever or it's going to go down in flames. And this 9 day period was just like lingering. Like, what were we going to do? So we walked,
but we knew that we didn't want to like go to big things, obviously. Like, I don't think at this point the restaurants were shut down, but what was shut down was like any big gatherings. So you could still like go out
or
to eat.
Or it was like looked down upon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this the point where masks were mandated yet or not?
No, they weren't mandated, remember, but you were like wearing them in Best Buy.
Yeah, I used to wear masks like everywhere. I remember I would get like the craziest looks. I was like the only one that was wearing a mask.
Well, it's kind of like, it's like fashion, and you're like fashion icon.
No, I love
Dominic.
The mask.
You both
he
are.
Is.
I
love the he mask. Is. Oh, I love the mask. I don't give a fuck. Not because of COVID. I just think that it's great when I'm in the supermarket. Do not look at
me. I feel so safe. I feel so safe.
Yeah, but like here's what's the mask has affected me. I'm totally okay with wearing the mask, obviously. I feel like it's made me so bad at making eye contact. And that's so ironic because it's the only thing that's showing on people's face.
Yeah, it's the eye contact.
Like,
that's
I look down. Like, it's so bad.
You're like this when you say hi. You're like,
hi. Yeah, yeah. Or like, it's just like your eyebrows. Like, what if you have horrible eyebrows or like not expressive eyebrows?
Well, you know what's so funny is you realize that some people really have a cute upper face because a couple of times.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was on the plane and I saw this guy. I was like, he is adorable. I was like, he's so cute. And then he took his mask off to eat. And I was like, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very so slimming to the face, too, the mask.
Of course. It hides a little fupa, a little face fupa.
Yeah, it's the best time to have a double chin is right now.
It's the best. COVID was great. Like, if you were.
COVID was great. Anyway, we were walking. I remember Morgan came in. It was the last time she was in my house and for like a while. And we were doing like something stupid. And my mom made us pasta. And I was like, there was just like a weird lingering feeling. And I remember my mom was like, do you think that Morgan should have been here? And I was like, I think it's fine.
I know. I remember like when she served me the plate of pasta, I like took the fork in my hand and like, almost didn't put it in my mouth. Like I almost just like scooped the pasta like into my mouth.
You know what I think is hilarious too is how I thought that I had COVID every single week, but
oh my God.
I had never left the house. So who would I have gotten COVID from?
It would have been me. It would have been me if you got it. But I mean, thankfully, both of us.
Do you remember
safe.
Me and you shared this? We forgot about it and we shared our jewel like on the walk. And I was like, Morgan, pass me your jewel. And I did it. And I was like, oh, my God.
No. You didn't even put it on your mouth yet. You touched it. And you were like, oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
But I think that at that point, it was like, you know, if we're seeing each
other. No, that was the point where you were like, fuck it. Like, you were just like, all rules were out the window.
But then we had a pretty COVID-safe summer. And, you know. But this is really going to be the housewife summer. But before we get into summer and this fever we're all getting because it's warm out, we need to talk a little bit about spring and why Happy Easter. Mm. If you're very religious, I understand you saying to other religious people Happy Easter because it has meaning. You both have that bond, which is great. Like whatever you practice, like it's great. But so many people have said, like I see people, like for example, my dad. Happy Easter, like probably legitimately means absolutely nothing to him, but it's like something that you just say. So we were walking down the street. We were on a bike ride, actually. And
this is so funny. This is the same point I'm about to make. Yes. Please keep going.
And our neighbor was like, "Happy Easter." And my dad was like, "Happy Easter." And it's like, first of all, it was Monday. It wasn't Easter anymore. And it's not like Christmas where it's like what you just, it's the
Easter
season.
The Easter holiday. Like, I was saying actually on Easter. So on Friday, on Good Friday, Big Friday, Good Friday.
Big Friday. Big Friday.
I had never heard so many people say to me, "Happy Easter," like even just getting a coffee at Starbucks, "Happy Easter," or walking into my building, the concierge, "Happy Easter," or people at work, "Happy Easter, have a good Easter." I never really. So here's my question, I guess, here.
Okay. Everybody's saying it this year.
Was that everyone saying it this year?
This year.
What made it so big? Was it because we missed a year and last year we weren't allowed out of our house, so no one said it to each other and we just forget? I think it's people are, you know, trying to be cordial and
I think that's what it is too in
the spring spirit. And I understand it. I just never remembered it ever being so big. And I was thinking about this too, Aunt and Dominic, because it applies to you too. Like at Bishop Eustace, our high school, we had that whole week off. That was our spring break. Was
It was Easter.
So we weren't really around people like
to say happy Easter.
Whatever. We were probably like on vacation or home or whatever, relaxing for that week. And we just didn't hear like happy Easter. Like
ever since I left like Catholic school, I have no idea when Easter is.
Never.
Like I don't think it's coming up, but like whenever it's like 2 days before Easter, I'm like, holy shit.
You're like, happy Easter, Dominic.
Happy Easter.
I mean, listen, I do like Easter. Like just because
Anthony like is it
what
for some like reason like couple things I feel like A, you have risen, and two, I feel like you are the Easter bunny. Like I don't know why, like I.
Yeah, that's definitely my embodiment. It's the Easter bunny. Like that's
like I'm the Easter bunny. Hooray. Like I don't know.
You know what's so funny?
Oh my god, that's back to my furry thing. Sorry.
Yeah, back to your Remember that random not random. He's somebody who I interact with on Instagram sometimes, but he was like obsessed. Was it Jared who said it? Was it Jared Lipscomb? No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I was in my guest room when we were recording with him and I was like, look at all my stuffed animals.
No, because somebody else, no, it wasn't him. It's so, like we talked about it with him, but somebody DM'd me who was a listener to the podcast and was like, I've like realized that Morgan has a furry fetish.
I don't. I think, well, no, growing up, like I was always infatuated with like Big Bird. Like I would call him Baba. Fast forward, 17 years, I was in Italy for a school trip. And obviously, like the chaperones before we leave, they all bring the parents in for like a conference. And they're like, make sure your kids like don't get pickpocketed. Make sure your kids don't get stolen from. We're in a foreign country. Pickpocketing is very popular in Italy, et cetera, et cetera.
It's all the rage.
And so I get there, we land, we go from flying out in Philadelphia, we land in Rome, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'll be totally fine. I haven't really lost anything in my life. I'm pretty responsible. I have cash in my suitcase if I need it. I have cash in my purse. I have cash on my body. I have cash in my wallet, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm
cash,
just so excited.
Cash.
I'm really raining money in Italy, in my homeland. I'm like, and so we land in Rome. We're on the metro and everything's fine. We're going to the hotel, blah, blah, blah. And we're going out to dinner and I can't find my wallet anywhere. Like not on my person, not in my backpack, not in my suitcase. Nowhere. So in my wallet was some cash, credit cards, debit cards, my ID. So I had nothing. I think I still had my passport. Thank God. Yeah, I had my, did I? regardless.
Wait, so you got pickpocketed?
I got pickpocketed on the metro.
Oh my God. That's like a song. Pickpocketed.
Pickpocketed on the metro. And so we go out to dinner, and we're legal to drink in Italy at that point, right? We're seniors in high school.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. We're all so excited. We have a bottle of wine each. Like, there's 20 of us. And I got pretty drunk, not like sick drunk, but like pretty drunk, pretty tipsy. Yeah. And I'm starting to get to that drunk where I'm laughing about losing my identification.
Of course. Yes.
So obviously, like, my first defense mechanism to make this like okay is like, oh my God, like my new identity, like I could be anyone. Like, it was very Anna Nicole Smith, like, I love you and you love-. Like, it was, that was totally my persona, like the hair and everything.
I've never seen you do that without me there, so that must have been pretty scary.
I think it was the first time it came out. That was the first time. Yeah. It was like last resort, and then, you know, whatever. And then I got comfortable with that persona because she's fun.
Yeah,
and
she's so cute.
She is cute. And so then I was like, oh my God, in my drunk brain, I'm like, Morgan, you have no identity. Like, this is amazing. You can be anyone you want. So I'm at the dinner table with 20 of our classmates, chaperones. And I'm like, you can all call me Baba Lamada. And like, that was apparently like the running joke the whole time. Like, everyone would call me like Baba Lamada. It didn't stick. Thankfully.
And Caroline Dodig's toe. Wasn't there something with her toe?
Oh, it got infected, I think.
Yeah, her toe got infected.
Yeah, we all landed from that trip and we were a mess. Like, everyone was just like a mess. Yeah. So, oh, Baba Lamada.
And well, that's the summer. That's that summertime sadness.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. So... That's what I was thinking, because I was thinking about summer, and I'm very excited that the weather's getting better and it's staying lighter out longer. Mm-hmm. All those very cliche true things. But I used to get so sad in the summer, like in elementary school, middle school, even high school a little bit. I was always so in college. You know what? Up until I graduated from all sorts of academic schooling, I got very sad in the summer.
You know what? I think it's because like there's an end, like when you're like in the quote unquote. And that's what I've told, like, as if I can tell, like, but part of my career, I was like half working for a housewife. One of them, I quit my job before the summer, so I had the summer free. And then now I'm working from home from COVID during the summer. But so I was in a bar talking to somebody still in college, and I was like, oh, just wait. You don't even know how good the summer's gonna be until you graduate. Because you can make the summer last as long as you want. It doesn't ever really have to end. You're not going back to school. You can make it really last long. They're like, you're lady, you're scaring me. Go away.
You're like, summer's forever.
I literally was. I was like, it could be October. I was like, listen, I was down the shore. I was down the shore.
In December.
When Joe Biden won in November. And I packed all these fall clothes. All these fall clothes. I was going to winery. It was as hot as a summer day. I didn't have to wear any of them. It was still summer.
You're like, summer's all in the attitude.
Yeah. But spring, I think I have so many shit shows from the spring. I specifically remember, and I think it's because the very first one, it was freshman year of high school. It was a shit show of a spring. I had three bam, bam, bam things happen. Bam, 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 bam. First was the play ended. Fuck that.
Aww,
it was
sad. That is just sad. No matter what season it is, the ending of a musical production is depressing.
It's horrible. But it was especially horrible in the spring, because then like the spring sports started and it was like, oh, we have to go through the rest of this year like without the play. And right. I remember
like if you were to go right into summer, it would have been like cut off. Like,
yes.
Down in flames. Like, just cut. Okay, sorry, keep going.
It would have been cut off. Yeah, exactly. But it was like this weird liminal space. And then I decided, like, I remember I was like so emotional about the play being over. Then like the seniors leaving, and I was a freshman, and I used this Nivea body wash that my mom still buys sometimes. So for our bathroom here. So when I use it, I'm like, oh my God, it brings me back.
Yeah, no, I have so many body washes like that. Like, it would be like, I have this one body wash, like the blue Dove men's.
That's
one.
What it is. It's the blue Dove men's one.
Yeah, no.
Oh wait, I think I have it.
That one reminds me of going from like eighth grade.
You do.
To
I use it when I'm at your place.
Eighth grade to freshman year of high school, and I like smell it, and I'm like, wow.
I was putting it on in the shower and I was like, it's raining on prom night. I'm hopelessly devoted. So then I decided to do tennis, which was a shit show. I did freshman year tennis. Horrible. I remember this like very specific thing. I ran for, oh, so it's like five different things actually. I ran for student council for sophomore year. Didn't win.
You didn't?
No, I won every other year. Like I won
except
freshman
for sophomore year. So were we on it together senior year?
Oh no, we were actually on it every year, and I'll tell you why. They had two missing spots. Do you remember this? They had two people like didn't end up like doing
bitch
it.
Out.
Yeah, and then they had me and you join. Do you remember sophomore year?
Oh my god, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
we were in the B team.
We didn't have to
you
run.
You know what? That pisses me off that people slept on us for that. And you know what?
Oh, and they inaugurated like so many other stupid people from our grade.
That's not the first time that I was slept on at school.
No.
Because, and you know what, folks, if you're listening, this is something I was very upset with in the time this happened. I think it was sophomore year. And at Bishop Eustace, we had this thing called BETV, which was the morning announcements. They came up on the screen. There were the anchors of the school for homeroom television every single morning. And I wanted to be on the screen. I wanted to be an anchor. And I remember.
Oh, you did.
I remember a plot. And I figured, like, you know, my resume lines up. I'm a dancer. I've been in front of people. I can read, you know, like I really thought that I would have a shot here. And the teacher involved in it was the hockey coach at Bishop Eustace. And for whatever reason, he really, really, really did not like me.
I know why.
But why though?
It's because the boy that you were dating was on the, it was misogynistic. The boy you were dating was on the hockey team. Remember, he didn't want you to join the activity because he said it would not be, it wouldn't be good if you guys were there together. It was misogynistic.
That's so weird though, because like I was never like a distracting person. Like I was not like over the top and distracting. Like I found those two things like mutually exclusive. So he booted me out. Like I remember going to him after school and like trying to ask him if like I could join and blah 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 and applying, and he flat out said no, please get out of my classroom.
Yeah, he could do that sometimes. Like it was crazy.
I mean, I never, like he was one teacher that I never ever got along with. But you know what? You know what, Mr. Beep? Here I am now.
Yeah, here you are now in transition.
So here's my story. Here's my message to everybody is to follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams. And if somebody, but see, that's like the whole thing that like, remember we were talking about it a while ago and it's like, what do you learn from that experience? Sure. Like follow your dreams. But if there's really some like, cause you know, it's like, don't let anybody stand in your way of following your dreams.
Oh yeah. We've talked about this.
He quite literally stood in the way and there was nothing you could do about it.
I understood at the time, but never stopped trying.
Yeah.
It's also the message.
Never stop trying.
But Anthony, let's get back to your spring shit shows, please. And
So then I did, so then it was the tennis. And like during the tennis, I remember like I just found out that I lost the election and I was at tennis and like, there's really not a lot of heckling in tennis, but I had gotten some complaints like from the coaches that I didn't seem too interested or involved. So I guess my way of inserting myself to be interested, I was rooting on a player from our team and I was like, yeah, smack that. I said something like that ginger
is going to park.
I was like, that ginger is going to go down. Like the guy on the other team was a ginger. And our coach Lloyd, I remember, turned around and looked at me and was like, you do something like that one more time, you're getting back on the bus. And I was like, fuck. I was like, that's horrible.
No, Anthony, I couldn't imagine you.
Then this rumor. Wait, what?
Wait, go on with the rumor.
Then this rumor was going around that this freaking kid named, let's just, his name rhymes with Garmine Jalili. Okay.
That's literally what it rhymes with.
So let's call him Garmine. Garmine Jalili. So Garmine was like having a party, and he lived in like this area where it was like, all these like nice houses in Cherry Hill. And he had been talking about having this party, and I never even expected to be invited, because I didn't know this person. And I remember at this point in time, like, I was always like if somebody was like saying they were gonna have like a big house party, I was like, oh, there's gonna be drugs there, like, I'm not going, like, whatever. So this party was not even on like my radar at all. Like, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Me either. I remember this, and I wasn't either.
Yeah, it was like not even an entity in my mind. I was too busy crying in the shower about the play being over, crying about the election, and being yelled at by my tennis coach.
To get back on the bus.
Yeah. So I had heard this like peripherally that Carmine was having this party, and I'm like, okay, like, whatever. I really don't give a fuck.
You're like, I have too much on my plate.
So I like walk into school, and there's like the whole table is like sitting there. It's like all these people who we were like friends with in high school, and they were like, why did you get Garmine's party canceled? And I was like, what are you talking about? And they were like, we heard that your mom called Garmine Jalili's mom and ratted out the party.
I remember this.
And so I texted her during school, and I was like, did you call? And I didn't believe it at all, because I was like, my mom, first of all, wouldn't have given a
fuck.
Never
do that. Yeah.
And second of all, I don't know this person. So she was like, no, what are you talking about? So I showed the text as if it was like proof. I was like, look, there's the proof
about you.
And they were like, yeah, well, isn't that something she would say? And I was like, tell me who said it.
That's so mean.
Well, I remember it was lunch period, and I like had never been like this freshman year. I mean, now I would obviously like fuck a bitch
up. That was going to be my point. But
this was my reputation era. Like, this is what pushed me into
100%. I have an anecdote to, I think Dominic agrees with
me. I'm like, who said it? I'm like, who said it? Just tell me who said it.
You're like, please. And you say please at this point in front
of me. And I was like, come on. I was like, please tell me who said it. And let's just call the girl Marsha. Let's call the girl Marsha.
Okay.
And they told me that Marsha said it. And I was like, oh, fuck no. This bitch is going down. I remember I followed her through the hallway. I was like, Marsha, why are you telling people that my mom called to get Garmine Jalili's party canceled that never happened? Then guess what comes out? Her mom is the one who called and got the party.
Yeah,
canceled.
That's why she blames it on you. She could pick it out.
It's a classic case of deflection. I mean, first, a couple things. And I think this is what he was going to say. When you were telling the tennis anecdote about when Lloyd said to you, if you do something like that again, you're getting back on the bus. You would never, ever stand for that now. Like, ever,
oh, no,
Dominic.
Yeah, you would never stand for it. But I was going to say something else, but keep going.
And then my second, two more things. Second thing, the Marsha code name is absolutely perfect. Well done, Anthony. That was
Marsha.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Marsha
yeah.
was perfect. And then three, Dominic, you never saw Anthony in high school, but he never walked the hallways without books in his hands.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Oh my God, I can't believe you've never brought that up before. It's true. I always had wear a backpack. I would just carry books.
No, it would be either, but no matter what, there was a book in your hand. You were totally Rizzo. Totally yeah. Rizzo in high school. Totally.
If you want to know the honest truth, that's probably what was in my subconscious.
Yeah,
was that I needed to.
You were probably like holding it like that.
I love it. I love
but
it.
I was going to say, Anthony, I was going to say, I just couldn't imagine you playing any sports when you were in high school, because like I was passing by Haddonfield High the other day and I was like,
oh, when I got lost,
but I was imagining the whole
you always get lost around there.
The cross country story. No, you got to tell the cross country story.
That we'll save that for another episode.
Okay,
honestly.
Save that. But
then there was one more rumor. So then it was like bam, bam, bam. So then there was this thing that I had heard. I remember it was like the next day and I was like, things are settling down, like whatever. I think that actually what happened was in between we had like went to like on a trip like in the spring. Like It was Easter. And then I came back and I was like, all right, reset. I got a fresh tan. And I started hearing the, all right, the guy's name rhymes with Jalen Halliger. Okay.
God. Okay.
Says to me.
You don't have to say the last name. You could just say a name.
Says to me, and the name rhymes with Pike. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says Got it. Pike, and Pike was a junior at the time. I was a freshman.
Pike's
a
cool name.
I didn't even know who this person was. This is another thing that I didn't know who this person is. He was like, just so you know, like Pike's trying to fight you. And I was like, what? I was like, who?
Pike's trying to throw down.
And I was like, wait, back up. It was like, yeah, like I heard them in the cafeteria saying that like Pike wants to fight Anthony Lario, like wants
oh my
to do
God.
It in the parking lot, like fuck you up. And I was like, show me a picture of this person. I looked him up on Facebook. He was huge. When I tell you huge, he must have been like 6'5", 300 pounds, a giant person. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like we don't even know him, Morgan. Like he's like such a random person.
He was older.
Yeah, he was a junior. We were freshmen.
Pike
wanted
so
there.
So I don't know like what
Pike
over me.
Pike smear. Pike
was,
smear wanted.
I was having no bullshit. No bullshit. I remember I was in class. I was in Mrs. Mazur's math class, and I was like, you know what I'm gonna do. When I fucking see this person at school, I don't give a shit. Because, listen, regardless, if this person punches me in the face, whatever. You know,
right,
like, I'm going to, he's going to be expelled.
It'll either like, last forever or it'll go down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I go up to him in the hallway, and I was like, why do you want to fight me? Mind you, my voice like was like this, like, back then. I was like, why do you want to fight me?
This kind of makes me
like,
sad.
He was like, what are you talking about? But I'm skipping over this big part that like it got spread everywhere. Like everybody was talking about it, that Pike wanted to fight me throughout our grade. Really, oh, it was really it all ended up be Jalen Halliger's fault. And what had happened was the kid Mike was like such a Pike was such a gentle giant. And he was like, I didn't say that I was going to fight you. He was like, we were joking at lunch about who you could get away fighting. And I said, the one person at this high school that nobody can get away with picking a fight with would be you. And
I was going to say, like, what if he said, oh, we weren't talking about that. We were saying at lunch how we were trying to decide.
I could kick this shit out.
No. I was going to say, who would be my best match?
So then I don't know what came over me, but obviously I believed him because it made sense. Because then he started talking about how I was invited to like all the proms that year. And I was like, I get what he's saying. Like what he said, it was like it'd be a losing battle, like picking a fight with me ever. And then I got like emotional because like I knew that it like wasn't real. And I deep down, I'd been nervous about it. And I like started crying in front of him. I didn't even know who he was, but I was just like,
was he consoling?
He was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. You were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, I'm fine.
He's like, Anthony, none of this is real. So you got very close with Pike very quickly.
No, then I never saw him again, ever.
Did that break your heart?
Well, actually, he got like expelled for something else. Like he got expelled.
My God. Remember the poop bandit?
But then I saw him at Maynard's down the shore like 3 years ago and totally gaslit the fuck out of him. And I was like, remember you said you wanted to fight me?
And there's the evolution. Yeah. The evolution right there.
And he like didn't remember any of it. He was like, what? No, I didn't. And I was like, it was around. Colin Challenger. Jesus, this like mean, this whole thing.
No, it's... Yeah. I mean, you were the one that was nervous and scared.
Yeah. Anyway, though, that was my spring. And then ever since then, the spring, the smell of the flowers, things that people romanticize, I'm like, Pike, Holland Challenger, Marsha, Lloyd, the tennis coach.
These names are not good enough.
They're so good. They're perfect.
Losing the election. Like, it was just the worst spring.
Being on the B team. Oh, my God. I just remember spring always having, like, so much pressure. Like, there's always so much pressure.
Yeah. The dances.
Like, you had to finish out strong, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
I haven't heard that phrase in years. Finish since out strong.
Since spring. Of senior year. Like, I mean, finish out strong. Yeah. I mean, that was also like the time of prom. And then even in college, like spring was always like last hurrah. Every year was a last hurrah. Like,
I feel like you had a few shitty springs too.
Yeah. I mean, I have bad allergies. I'm allergic to bullshit. And that happens a lot in the spring. Ooh, and that happens a lot in the spring. I'm trying to think of like any specific stories. I'm like so horrible. I have a horrible, horrible memory. I think though, it's like kind of like a sign of trauma because
it probably
is. I push it like way back into the attic of my brain where I can't like remember any of the details.
But you know what, Morgan? You know what's weird? I can't remember a single spring with you in it. I can't remember.
Well, isn't that like kind of a good thing? Because
yeah,
it's so horrible that I wasn't.
Yeah, but like I actually can't. You know, I'm thinking back to every single Easter Sunday in history besides this one and last one. I don't think I don't think I ever had an Easter Sunday where you like I thought of you.
That's like so mean. What do you?
Yeah, I mean, would you like,
but you know,
but
you,
no, no,
but,
you know,
but
I can
you
point
know what?
Back.
But you know what? I mean, me either, actually. I mean, yeah. I don't think spring. Oh, Anthony. I think summer and holidays. Oh, okay, Anthony. But like now that you say it, I do think of you every Easter because you're the Easter bunny.
You know what's funny about the way that they depict the Easter bunny in like children's shows or like in caricatures like about Easter, they'll always, whenever there's a segment that like all the holiday characters are together, like, you know, Cupid and the Easter bunny and the tooth fairy and Santa, it's like they're all like how they are depicted in real life. And then like the Easter bunny's always kind of like this. He's like, I'm
well,
the
that's
Easter
only in
bunny.
Timmy Turney. That's only in the Fairly Odd Parents.
And yeah. And Bugs Bunny. Describing.
Yeah, and in Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, but he's not the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, but there's an Easter episode where he dresses up as the Easter Bunny, and that's where my aunt always like does this every Easter. She's like, I'm the Easter Bunny, hooray. Like it's like a thing. Like it's like quotes.
They love Easter.
No, she loves Bugs Bunny. And she loves imitating Bugs Bunny.
What's up with this Easter? I've never talked about Easter so much.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I said it.
It's like the new, you know what's funny though? The thing is, what's like kind of weird is everybody's talking about Easter. I don't think anybody followed the no meat on Friday rule this year. Did anybody follow it?
I don't think anyone's followed it unless you went to like after high school, I guess. I didn't even do it in high school. I didn't even do it in middle school either.
Did you guys give it anything for Lent?
No.
No. Did you?
When it was Ash Wednesday, I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, no one wanted to get fingers put on their forehead for this year for Lent and last year, or for Ash Wednesday and last year.
Yeah.
Listen, well, I get it. It's the most important holiday on like the Christian calendar. It's that Jesus rising from the grave, but I think what was even more impressive, honestly, this year was me rising from my hangover on Sunday morning.
That's why I said you encompass Easter because he has risen. Anthony has risen. And he's just like the Easter bunny, like with like the Timmy Turner Easter bunny with like the cigar and like the fucking here I am.
You know what I always think about, Morgan? You know how we say that we look different on Sundays when we're hungover? Like, and then we go Sunday Funday. We just look like different people. Like, and I'm not talking about like a hangover swelling or anything. Like, I'm talking about like we look our best on Sunday. When we wake up on Sunday, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Nothing's planned.
Give me an outfit that I wore in seventh grade, I'll fit in it. Like, I don't know how. Like, it just happens.
That's it.
Well, we were going to talk about summertime sadness today since the heat was feeling reminiscent of summer. But I guess at the end of the day, spring is just filled with so many shit shows that it's too hard to gloss over. So if you like these kinds of shit shows, these funny reminiscent stories, please subscribe to our podcast, rate 5 stars, and send us your shit shows either over email at theshitshowshow@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram. My Instagram is at Anthony Lario, AntonyLario.
And you can find me at Morg M-O-R-G underscore Lamotta, L-A-M-O-T-T-A. And that's a Cockney accent for those who don't think that I can do one.
It's a little bit of a Cockney.
We really, really would appreciate if y'all just subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe, please. Please send us a subscription. All you got to do. And Wendy, your thing is coming.
Wendy!
We love you. Your Louis Vuitton is coming.
Funny story about Wendy's. Not Wendy, but Wendy's. The Haddonfield High School that Dominic mentioned, Anthony and I got lost around there when we got Wendy's because we needed to because we were hungover. And it was the furthest Wendy's we could have possibly gone to, and we still did. So, Wendy, your gift is coming. If anything, Ilario and LaMotta pays their debts.
We love you all. Goodbye.
The Shit Show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.